שלום, נפתח את השיעור היום ב...
Hello, we will start our lesson today with selected excerpts on the topic of faith, Vav, reason, continuing with excerpt 73. You can find the study materials on our website, and you can also watch the study materials on Galaxy by pressing on the book icon.
We've been learning for several months now how to come into faith above reason, which is the degree of bestowal, the degree of the Creator, how to see the world reality, not the way we see it now, but the way it is seen through the quality of bestowal, by rising above the quality of bestowal. This is why it's called faith above reason, above knowledge. It's a different level of perception. We have several means for this, several instruments. Of course, it is the 10. So I hope all of us are arranged in our constant, our fixed tens. And in these tens, during the day, you also ideally, from one morning lesson to the next morning lesson, you connect among yourselves at least twice more during the day, and read the excerpts we read and learned during the morning lesson. Say now it is excerpt number 73. And in this way, we advance. I actually heard from, after every lesson, I try to get feedback. From yesterday's lesson, I got very good feedback. Those who have time can listen to this lesson again and see that there were several points there where we managed to bring it closer to us, so that even while we are still outside of the spiritual world, we can, however, feel, find some kind of closeness or an opening or some contact with our situation, which we feel in our minds and hearts, which are egoistic. Some contact with what is felt in the altruistic mind and heart, one of bestowal. So let's keep reading and see what can be done. So firstly, let's read the excerpt itself first.
So excerpt 73 from Rabash, what is do not add and do not subtract in the work? Once man has come to feel the importance of spirituality, which is called, one should always establish the praise of the Creator, then it is the time when he can shift to the left line. He should criticize how he truly feels within reason the importance of the King. If he is truly willing to work only for the sake of the Creator. When he sees within reason that he is bare and destitute, that state, when he sees the importance of spirituality, however, all of this for him is only above reason, that calculation can create in him a deficiency and pain for being in utter lowliness. Then he can make a heartfelt prayer for what he lacks. Again, excerpt 73. Once man has come to feel the importance of spirituality, which is called, one should always establish the praise of the Creator, then is the time when he must shift to the left line. He must criticize how he truly feels within reason the importance of the king. If he is truly willing to work only for the sake of the Creator. When he sees within reason that he is bare and destitute, that state, when he sees the importance of spirituality, however, it is all for him only above reason, that calculation can create in him deficiency and pain for being in utter lowliness. Then he can make a heartfelt prayer for what he lacks.
I see that there are still no questions, and the audience is still not into it. Well, as usual, Itafor, but we'll wait. Let's read it again.
Again.
I will read it. Once man has come to feel the importance of spirituality, meaning he already feels that spirituality is important, he's not just listening, but he's got a feeling, some impression from spirituality. He already feels it to some extent. Not any details he doesn't quite know, but he's got general importance of it, which is called one should always establish the praise of the Creator. So first of all, he needs to come to feel some importance of the Creator. Do we feel the importance of the Creator or not? How do we feel it? In what? How do we measure it if he is important or not? From yesterday to today, compared to what things in our lives do we measure if he is important or not? So, after we raise his importance, then is the time when we must shift to the left line, meaning criticize how we truly feel within reason the importance of the king, meaning not that I imagine it, but do I really feel within me, in my desires and thoughts, as I feel this world? Can I also feel the importance of the Creator this way, and can compare the level of or intensity of the sensation of his importance to what I feel in my world? If he is truly willing to work only for the sake of the Creator, if the importance of the Creator is more than everything I have in this world, then I naturally, necessarily am willing to work for him. We surrender to what is important. We yield to it. When he sees within reason that he is bare and destitute, that state, when he sees the importance of spirituality, when he's got nothing, but only above reason, that calculation can create in him deficiency and pain, that I don't really have the sensation of the importance, or not even the sensation of unimportant. I'm in such a state where it only hurts me that I have no, let's call it, contact with the Creator, for being in utter lowliness. For this, he can make a heartfelt prayer for what he lacks. So here comes the question. How do we, among us now, go into a workshop? How do we check ourselves, both individually and as a group together? How do we check ourselves, check our level of importance of the Creator between us, and what do we do when we don't have enough importance? How do we put together a prayer, an action? Please, workshop.
Avinom היה האחרון, יובל רוצה להמשיך?
Avinom was the last one. Yuval, do you want to continue or shall we start from the beginning?
Start.
The question is clear. The need is clear. How do we do it? Let's start talking about it, and I'm sure that the right question will emerge between us out of the connection. What is sure is, as Rabash writes, that the only thing lacking is the importance of the goal. If you have that, everything happens. So let's start by asking from the Creator together to give us this importance. Avinoam, please continue.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what or how much we stuff ourselves with importance. We'll always be far from the real importance and greatness of the Creator. The quality of bestowal will always seem despicable in the eyes of the will to receive. And we have to raise it above it. And we need his help to do this. First of all, to let us connect our deficiencies into one common deficiency, chisaron, and help us put together the prayer, the request, the litany that we want not to discover him, but to receive the strength to serve him out of concealment, out of the importance that the quality of bestowal will be revealed in the world. Yuval.
Yes, and in this process, each one of us, from gratitude, from arranging the establishing the praise of the Creator and up to requesting a prayer, has to scrutinize it in himself and awaken the importance in the friends and remember that, just like Rav told us in the beginning, it's not that someone can fall asleep here, because these are very special moments when we're given an opportunity, truly an opportunity to do this work. Yoni.
On one hand, we won't move one step forward if we don't have the importance, so we have to demand it from ourselves and from the Creator. On the other hand, everything we learn is faith above reason. So we have to build something that, thanks to it, we'll be able to move even without importance. So we can act it out, so we can simulate the situation and build it between us, even if it doesn't exist. So we feel it like some sort of a powerhouse, power supply that will enable us to move. So those two ends build in us a prayer. On one hand, we don't have it. On the other hand, we really want it. And with this, we turn to the Creator. Gilad.
As much as I'm willing to go above my egoistic desires that are for myself and think about you, disseminate and awaken you, without, you don't have importance. I mean, the only place from which I can get importance is if I include myself in the 10, in the friends, everything comes from there. Hanoch.
The test is the friends. To what extent are the friends important to me? To what extent does it hurt me that I don't love them enough? To what extent does it bother me that I didn't do enough today to extol the Creator in their eyes? That's the test. And what do you do when the result of the test is satisfactory? Dissatisfactory. We pray to do everything with our hands and legs to bring about this awakening. Marcus.
Yes, there are many awakenings. For example, we speak about envy, honor and yearning, but it's all within the ego. But the greatness of the Creator, it's in the soul. when we get an awakening. And that's exactly what the friends are saying, that we have to check bestowal outwards towards the friends. How much do we ask for them? That's asking for the greatness of the Creator, that this will be our motivation. Okay.
Great. So we don't need to deal with increasing the importance to ourselves. That's clear. But when we begin to think about the friends in practice and focusing on this and build together our common field, by this we already have the tzimtzum, the restriction, and we are preparing the masach, the screen. Let's go.
Yes, indeed. On the one hand, there has to be a test, checking. On the other hand, the conclusion should always be the same, that we have to add in importance, to be able to go about reason, to pray for the friends, of course. Yoni.
Why don't we read 74, huh? Please.
Excerpt number 74 from Rabash. What is man and what is beast in the work? Specifically those who want to achieve bestowal feel the emptiness within them, and they need the greatness of the Creator. They can feel this emptiness specifically with exaltedness, called full of mitzvot, to the extent that they ask the Creator to give them the power to be able to go about reason, which is called exaltedness.
It is as we feel that we have nothing, but there is nothing. We have nothing in our malchut, in our desire. So fine, we agree that malchut will have nothing, but above it, we do want to have something. So we're not receiving anything in the desire, because it disconnects us from the Creator. But now we want to build our connection with the Creator above malchut, on the degree of bina, the degree of bestowal. Yes, what is he saying?
In other words, they ask the Creator to give them power in exaltedness, which is above reason, in the greatness and importance of the Creator. They do not want the Creator to let them attain this, since they want to subjugate themselves with unconditional surrender. However, they ask for help from the Creator. And to that extent, they can fill the empty place with mitzvot.
Here, it becomes clearer to us what is the difference in the method between being within reason, where I demand the Creator to be revealed as I am now, which is our natural propensity, and by shifting myself by force to reveal the Creator through faith, in faith above reason, meaning I demand not to receive revelation in my vessels of bestowal, in my current kelim, because it's also impossible, but rather I shut down these, the current kelim, and I want to receive the revelation of the Creator in faith above reason, meaning in the quality of bestowal. That's what he's saying. And they don't want the Creator to let them attain it, since they want to subjugate themselves, to submit themselves in Malchut, in the will to receive with unconditional surrender, except they ask for the Creator to help them. And to that extent, they can fill the place of emptiness with this mitzvah, with this commandment, meaning with the aim to bestow. So they want to receive it by rejection. by feeling that they are doing it not because of their will to receive, but because the Creator demands it. This is called in the desire to bestow. In this way, we begin to be similar to Him, closer to Him. This is how we find ourselves, we elicit ourselves, extract ourselves from the animate level, from the degree of a beast that wants to swallow everything inside of it, to the degree of man, similar to the Creator, who elevates himself by force from the level of this world to the level of the next world, from Malchut to Bina. It's still not very clear to us. I understand it, and I feel what is happening to you, but very, very gradually it will formulate. Another day and another day, and it will become clearer, not because of our intellect, but because of the reforming light.
Holland,
Netherlands.
Yes, thank you, Ralph. This last excerpt, the last part of it, to want to stay in faith above reason, not that the Creator gives this attainment, and to be able to fill this empty space with the spot. Is this actually where the semen entered the egg? Is this action what a person can do? Is this actually the begin phase of Ibur?
Ken. Ken, Biduk.
Yes, exactly. Correct. Nice.
Kiev 1.
Yes, dear teacher, I also want to make it precise. The question is, let's say we connect with the friends in the tent, we try to build a spiritual kli. What does it mean that I, within that situation right now, I shift my focus, my attention to what the Creator wants?
In order to disconnect from this natural reality that we feel now, and which is called the imaginary world, which we imagine only in our will to receive, which is opposite from the real perception. So here we have to make a huge, a tremendous effort. We have to try to acquire the quality of bestowal by force. It doesn't exist in us. It's a different nature. How do I know it? How do I make a different nature? Did you ever look at animals? Like a dog, a cat? You can see it better with dogs. When you want to tell it something and it looks at you and doesn't understand what you want, looks at you with tension and a huge desire to understand, what do you want from me? But it doesn't get it. The same goes for us. We look at the upper world, at the Creator, and we really want to know what is required of us. We might be willing to do it if we could, but what do they want? We don't know. So we've got a problem here, that we still haven't obtained all the means so as to formulate within us the sense of the spiritual world. And this is what we're doing. Where is the degree of Bina that has to settle in us and bring us the sensation of the upper force? So he's saying this. I'm repeating 74. Specifically those who want to achieve bestowal, like the Creator, feel the emptiness within them, that they don't have it. And specifically they need the great greatness of the Creator. Because if the Creator is great in their eyes, they will be adhered to it. It will necessarily attach them to the Creator. They can fill this emptiness specifically with exaltedness, which is called full of mitzvot, commandments. It's written full of mitzvot like a pomegranate. Pomegranate, rimon, from the word romemut, exaltedness. But first, they have to feel the emptiness, that they don't have it. To the extent that they ask the Creator to give them the power to be able to go above reason, to have importance of being in bestowal, in the quality of Bina, above their desire, which is called exaltedness. In other words, they ask the Creator to give them power in exaltedness that is above reason, in greatness and importance of the Creator. That they don't have a feeling, understanding, I have nothing from the Creator, but I will have a feeling of exaltedness that He is great. Let's say there's a king. I don't know him, nothing. But I have a feeling that I got from the environment that he is great. That he's just great. And then this is how I relate to him. And they don't want the Creator to let them attain this, that he's great. Since they want to subjugate themselves before the great. If I see that he's great, it's not a problem. Everyone subjugate themselves this way. I want to do it with the power of faith. With unconditional surrender. But they ask for help from the Creator. And to that extent, they can fill the empty place with mitzvot. Meaning, to the extent that I feel that the place of importance of the Creator is empty in me, I can fill it. I want to fill it. But not with the revelation of the Creator, but with how I relate to Him, even though He is not revealed. This is called wanting to fill the place, malchut, the will to receive, with the quality of bina, the quality of bestowal.
No.
Well, let's try maybe with a few questions and answers, we might be able to understand it. So we'll start from Kazakhstan.
Спасибо, Рав.
Thank you, Rav.
Я хотел бы уточнить, когда я прилагаю усилия, молюсь.
I wanted to clarify. When I invest efforts, I pray for the friends. I receive a state of love towards the friends. I want to pray for them, to think of them. I even receive some gladness from the state. Does it mean that it's happening within the will to receive or above it? How to go towards the Creator in this state?
If I pray for the friends, that I want the Creator to help them, it turns out that in me, it is the most powerful prayer that can be. I'm disconnected from my will to receive. I am praying for people who are not connected to me, but I want them to connect and be a part of my soul. I ask the Creator to clothe in them. I have nothing in my will to receive is related to these friends. And if I ask the Creator, nevertheless, to fill them, then my will to receive isn't working here, isn't being operated here. So I'm in some kind of bestowal here already, because I asked the Creator to help someone else. Etc., etc. There are many conditions here that if I ask for a friend, as it says, he who prays for his friend is rewarded first. When I use this means that exists between me and the Creator, right? This is me, and that's the Creator. So in between, I have the friend. The friend doesn't belong to the Creator or to me. I ask the Creator for him. So it turns out that I am seemingly turning to the Creator without my will to receive, because I'm asking for the friend. So in this way, there is the desire, which is a desire of the friend to receive. There's a desire, which is a desire of the Creator to bestow. And there's me, who is asking from a side, that one will fill the other. So I have here a way to turn to the Creator objectively. Not really connected or related to me. So gradually, through such activities, I built an environment that is truly all of it in order to bestow.
Asia.
Asia.
Rav, how are we going from that prayer of many, when I pray for my friends, and to the common prayer of the 10 of the group? Because I know that every Javier is praying right now very, very hard. But how can we unite this prayer into a common prayer as we one man?
Well, if you're a 10, you have to talk about it. You have to deal with it during the day. You have to organize these things. For example, yesterday I heard that not everyone is even connected into 10s. They come to the lesson and just walk in somewhere. It's not good. From where will they build their soul? From where will they receive the revelation of the Creator? How will they receive it? There has to be a 10. There has to be a connection among 10 egoists who are willing to rise above their egos and start building a center that is above them. And in this way, demand of the Creator to take care of them, to tend to them. If you don't have this arrangement, how will you ever achieve Lishma for her sake? It's a problem. It is a problem.
The prayer that I raise for the Javier, this is the, let's say, in Lulishma. But when this prayer becomes a prayer of a Tzen, then it's a Lishma.
Let's call it this way. We still have to scrutinize what is it, the prayer of the Tzen, but in fact, basically it is, yes. I'm happy that there are many questions. How do we arrange them? I don't know. All right, let's begin with Moscow 4.
Moscow 4.
Rav, вопрос от товарища. Можно ли более подробно?
Question from a friend. If you can detail, what is the work for the sake of the Creator? How do you do it?
All of our work and all of our words, this is what we're saying. United VG3.
Опустошенность ощущаю, когда не могу включиться в товарища.
I feel emptiness when I can't get integrated in the friends.
Yes.
Rav, parlare della grandezza del creatore con gli amici di decina.
To talk about the greatness of the creator with the friends. That connects me directly to Bina?
Yes.
Shalom lekulam. Mai kniya lelo tnai.
What is unconditional surrender?
when you don't ask for any changes in you.
What actions take place in me during the state of emptiness?
You feel that a place is created in you that you can fill up with the greatness of the Creator.
Kişi çalışmaya istemiyor, tad alamıyor ve kişi düşüşte. Bu durum kişinin boşlukta olduğu bir durum mudur?
The person doesn't want to work, cannot get the taste, and the person is in the decline. Is this the situation that the person in vacancy?
If a person cannot overcome and rise from the state of descent, it is a sign he is not connected enough to the ten. Because in the real states, we are alone and can't rise from a descent. A prisoner does not deliver himself from imprisonment. Rather, there are friends who should throw him the rope. He will grab the rope, tie it to himself, and then the friends pull him out. This is how it works. Ita 4.
Buongiorno, noi abbiamo due domande.
We have
two questions.
La prima domanda è: se io prego, posso pregare per un amico specifico nella decina che è in difficoltà, o devo comunque pregare per tutta la decina?
If I pray, can I pray for a specific friend in the ten who is having a problem, or I have to pray for the entire ten?
No, you can also pray for the friend as well. Afterwards, we'll talk about how to compare one with the other. You can pray for a single friend as well. Latin 5.
Buen día, Raf. ¿Cómo aumentamos esa necesidad de pedir por la importancia del Creador?
How do we increase the need for asking for the greatness of the Creator?
Only through work in the tent. But you have to help each other. Talk about it and you'll see how important it is. Through envy, lust, and honor, you will increase in each of you this importance. When you hear it from your friends, each one who hears from the friends about such things get envy, lust, and honor, which increase his impressions. Tel Aviv 10.
What is the state where the faith already sits within reason? And where is the resistance?
I don't understand what he said.
My faith is already within reason. The greatness of the Creator, my faith in the path. So my resistance shrinks. I don't have resistance.
If your faith isn't within reason, then it's not faith. It is reason. Knowledge. Very simple. No, it's not even a question. It's not a question. Faith within reason. We need faith that is above reason. That we rise to. If I believe within my reason, then believe. That's what the whole world does. All the still, that's what they do.
So I need the resistance to be there all the time.
Of course. Hebrew 10.
Is the motivation for going in faith above reason, meaning bestowal, subjugation, is the fear for losing the yearning to the Creator?
Again?
Is my motivation for going in faith above reason and towards the greatness of the Creator is the reason to keep, not to lose the yearning? Is this why I'm doing it?
You do it in order to create a place for the Creator to be revealed so that He will get contentment out of it.
And where's the place of the yearning?
Chisaron, a deficiency. Chisaron for the revelation of the Creator. You're giving Him a place to be revealed so as to please Him like the guest and the host. You please the host. And that's the way it is. PT 31.
How do we truly create such an atmosphere in the 10 when the focus is not that I'm asking the 10's thought about a disturbance, but rather we're constantly focused in the thought and the request for the friends?
I don't know if it's possible. For now, it's still a problem.
You have to ask for that?
Yes, for that too, you have to ask. You have to create a series of questions here.
Another one. What is the most practical test of my attitude to the Creator?
As we learn, according to my relation to the friends, that's the way it should be. I don't know. I can't check anything with regard to the Creator Himself. We have no Creator. We don't have Him. He's concealed, and he never becomes revealed. He becomes revealed according to the kelim, the vessels. When the kelim are arranged in the form of bestowal, so we say, oh, the force of the Creator is in them.
His dissemination.
But I can never detect or see the Creator Himself. I detect it according to the kelim, to the vessels. Tell me, how can you detect electricity when some dial moves, when something happens? You can't see electricity. Can you see gravity? No natural force is seen as such, as a force. You see its operation on something. But it's not the force itself. You can't see forces, even physical forces, much less spiritual forces, a force of the Creator. Of course not. It's called this is why by your actions we know you according to His operations.
Ultimately, isn't dissemination the place to test this attitude if you're disseminating?
Correct, but you don't discover the Creator. We discover Him in concealment. When we build for Him such places where He can reveal Himself through His operations, but not He Himself, ever. Let's say I'm in some place. I want to discover gravity. So I have to take some weight, some rock or something, and throw it. And then see what happens to it, how long it takes it to drop to the ground, etc., etc. And by this, I can calculate the gravity, the force of gravity that is operating in it. The gravity isn't inside the rock. Because if I took the rock elsewhere to space, there won't be gravity there. You understand? In other words, I never discover the Creator Himself, but by your actions we know you, by your operations, only through the operations. And this is how we learn from the wisdom of Kabbalah what to do. Now, what operations do we have to do in order to discover the Creator? Operations of bestowal. We give Him work and tell Him, do it. And according to what He does, here and here and here, according to our request, according to our shimot, our impressions, according to our efforts. In this way, we begin to study the Creator. Our whole world, our whole work is to study the Creator, to study Him, to research Him.
So to study Him, you have to first of all, like a ticket in to get into it. Dissemination, is that the basic condition to do these tests? And if you're not engaged in that, you're not even on the field?
Correct. That's why you need a 10, which is your lab. Enact among the friends and not in any other way, and then you discover within your laboratory in the tent all kinds of reactions to your actions, and out of this you study the Creator, and the Creator which becomes revealed is revealed with regard to your tent. In another tent he'll be revealed in a different way, but afterwards you'll see that there are commonalities in the nature of it.
So we are engaged in all sorts of actions of dissemination, and I check the results of those actions in the 10.
You not only test it, you do it in the 10. Without a 10, you have nowhere to do it. Give me an example. How you perform operations with the Creator without the 10.
No, the 10 gives the support to do these actions. The question is, in the end, when you say you want to get to know your attitude toward the Creator, and if you engage in dissemination, but you must have the 10 to engage in dissemination, so that's exactly the test, if you're doing your job or not.
In short, it'll be okay. Everything will be okay. Africa.
A question from the Ivory Coast. Rav, knowing that whoever prays for his friend is rewarded first, isn't there a risk of an egoistic usage of a prayer?
Even if it's an egoistic use of the prayer, if it's together, it's good. The Creator takes into consideration, first and foremost, that it's together. This is why it's written that a city where everyone is criminals, but they are connected and care for one another, you can't destroy it. Therefore, a 10 that operates, even if it makes a mistake, it's still better than being alone and righteous. Really.
Moscow 3.
Доброе утро, учитель. Вы ответили товарищу, что...
Hello, teacher.
Надо еще выяснить, что такое молитва.
You said to the friend that you need to scrutinize the prayer of the 10. When we determine the prayer that we're going to pray today together, it's not the prayer of the 10 yet. So what is the prayer of the 10?
The prayer of the 10 means that we feel the connection between us as the center of the 10, and that from the center of the 10, we turn to the Creator. Hungary.
Yes, so if I understood well, we don't reveal the Creator, but we reveal Him when we act like Him towards each other. But how can we verify it? How do we know that it is true, bestowal?
We feel in our actions that we try to do in synchrony, in congruence with the Creator. So we feel in this some illumination that tells us that we did do it in congruence with the Creator. It's a beautiful question. Good question.
Kiev 2.
Рав, товарищ сейчас приводит вопрос от него. Пустота.
это результат моих усилий или дается свыше?
The friends are bringing a question from him. This emptiness as a result, I'm sorry, the translation finished.
Nothing comes from us except our efforts to unite in prayer to the Creator. Everything else the Creator does. We have free choice only in one thing, in trying to unite. We learn this from Bala Sulam's article. What else do we have? Latin.
Latin.
Gracias, Rab. ¿Puedo pedir al Creador por las carencias o dificultades corporales de un amigo? ¿O únicamente debería pedir que acerque al amigo a la espiritualidad?
Can I ask the Creator regarding a friend's corporeal problems, or only to ask him to bring him closer to spirituality?
It's better to ask that he brings him closer to spirituality. SF. USA, San Francisco.
USA, San Francisco. Related question to Latin. When I'm formulating a prayer for the friends, what is appropriate to ask for on their behalf? Should it be joy in the work, or faith above reason, or feeling of exaltedness, or perhaps something else? Thank you.
You have to scrutinize everything, but in the end, you need to see the blessed work, the successful work is the one that comes from the center of the ten and is aimed at the Creator. There's no other way to really depict it or describe it. We are thrown in every direction, but ideally we should always locate, and there are always such people in the group who can direct us. There are always people who are thrown out in all kinds of directions, and the Creator sets it up on purpose. So we will direct ourselves more and more from time to time. But in truth, you have to listen to those who want to stabilize the boat. The Chovot.
In the empty place, a vacant place, we want the greatness of the Creator, but we have to fill it with the exaltedness of the Creator. What is the exaltedness of the Creator in the work between us?
It is that the force of bestowal, faith above reason, is the most important thing in my life. Okay? All right, we have a few. Ita one.
Buongiorno Rob. Come facciamo a pregare per gli amici della medicina se qui a lezione del mattino siamo sempre soli due?
How can we pray for the friends in the tent who are not coming to the morning lesson? How can we not lose the importance if some of the friends are almost always missing?
You have to work on it during the day. You have to somehow arrange or set up some kind of a connection between you so they will participate. That's the whole problem, that in the beginning many come and over time they drop out. It's natural. But we have to reinforce each other. And what we can't reinforce, another blow will come, and they will understand that there is no choice. What can you do? But you still want to try to reinforce ourselves. PT 32.
Todorov.
You explained that a prayer for the friends is a correct prayer because my will to receive is not mixed there. If I feel that I truly depend on the friends, and out of this dependency I ask for them egoistically, is this a correct prayer?
If you ask for them, it doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter. As long as you're asking for them. This, first of all, and then everything else will be clarified. Romania. No sound.
Romania.
Romania, no sound. We can't hear you. No sound.
Now it's okay?
Oh, it's okay.
Okay. Rav, a few years ago, when I started to study Kabbalah, your words were very clear.
המילים שלך היו מאוד ברורות.
But now, אבל... I think we understand less from your words.
ממה שאתה אומר, מהמילים
שלך. You're like a translator between the creator language and our language.
בין שפת הבורא לשפה שלנו.
You're like a translator for us. Why it's this feeling that it's harder and harder to follow and to understand your words? In our group, we are very confused. Now, we understand less to understand.
אני אסביר לך מה שאתה אומר.
Okay, I'll explain to you. In the beginning, when we first come to the wisdom of Kabbalah, we learn simple things with our mind, our intellect, the way we're used to, with a little bit of history, geography, a little bit of normal things, average knowledge that anyone can understand. There's nothing which is above our reason or above our feeling. Rather, anyone who hears understands, like all the wisdoms of this world. Later, we begin to come closer to an action which is taking place not exactly inside our nature, not inside our will to receive, but in the will to bestow. The will to bestow is called the degree of Bina. The will to receive is called the degree of Malchut. We wish to move from the degree of Malchut to the degree of Bina. Those who learned about the second restriction and all those things. And so we have no choice but to start learning now, such actions that don't take place inside our intellect. They take place in a different mind, a divine mind. When Malchut rises to Bina and behaves like Bina, and there she wants to determine her state, that's the place where we study. So, consequently, you understand less and less of what the teacher is saying. What can you do? It's a problem. Gradually, by the work of the reforming light, not by the mind or the intellect. The extent to which I'm in the lessons, in the workshops, I do different actions. Doesn't matter how smart I am. It's not the smart who learns. With my actions, I awakened the reforming light. And it is working on me, and it brings me a new quality called the quality of Bina, the quality of faith. Then I begin to understand what they're talking about. And before that, I was not able to understand. Because I didn't have those cells in my mind, in my feelings. They were not built in such a way to allow me to grasp it. That's what we are going through right now. How can we go, how can we change to a state where we will grasp it, not in the degree of Malchut, but in the degree of Bina? That is the transition we're in. It's a transition from this world to the upper world. And there are many problems in it, many questions, and we'll need to solve them gradually because there's a great mass of students and advance in this way.
French. French.
Ton micro, oui.
Bonjour Rav, ma question est la suivante. En déclenchant une prière
pour l'ami, my question is, when we pray for the friend, is the prayer, does the prayer change the deficiency of the friend? And if so, is it not a flaw in the deficiency of the friend?
No, we're not moving aside the friend's deficiency. We are constructing our help on top of the friend's deficiency. And we bring both of these things, the friend's deficiency and my prayer. And then in this way, only in this way, we act. That's why the friend's deficiency continues to work together with my prayer. As if the friend is included in me, and that's how I raise him.
בסדר? פיטי 31.
פיטי 31.
כן, רב. אמרת קודם לחבר.
Yes, Rav. You said before to a friend that if a person can't rise from the descent, it's a sign he's not connected enough to the ten. And we said that one does not deliver himself from imprisonment. What happens when we feel that the friend is shaking the rope that we're sending him, but is not willing to grab it so we can pull him out? What can we do then?
To pray. Nothing else to do. Don't forget about it. In any case, the connection with the Creator, the prayer to the Creator, is what saves. When he's in it, he's not in it. In all those times, that's how it works.
Grazie Rav, buongiorno. Quando io sento l'amico o il gruppo che è in uno stato di discesa,
when I feel the friend and or the group that they are in descent, I pray for the friends.
Questo significa fare una mitzvah, cioè mettere bina al di sopra della mia malchut?
To receive the greatness of the Creator, is this called a mitzvah, placing bina above malchut, that I want them to attain bina?
Beersheva.
Yes, that too.
Is a revelation of the good, the quality of bestowal and love, does it have to be after the revelation of the bad in the will to receive, meaning that this is the right direction and right way? First I have to recognize the evil in the will to receive and only after that discover the good and the quality of bestowal?
The correct path is first of all to reveal the will to receive egoistically as a disturbance, and then through my efforts and the friends, the tens efforts to reveal the prayer and the help from above as a desire to bestow that comes and sits on top of the will to receive. And both of them, my will to receive and the will to bestow that will be revealed from above, I work with both of them. That's the order of the work. Where do I work with both of those things? I go back to the group in order to help them with these two forces of mine. That's it.
PT 19.
PT 19.
Hello, Rav. I wanted to ask about the relation between greatness and love, bestowal. The Creator is concealed from me, but I feel and understand how He runs everything for me. So I can also say that I see Him as great out of fear. So I have yearning for Him even though I don't know Him. I can love the friends, but I can't see them in a way of greatness like the Creator, and I don't know how to establish it.
Yeah, it will come. Only now, for you, the friends need to be more important than the Creator. The friends are more important than the Creator. Once you arrange the connection with them, you'll understand how to come from love for the friends to love to the Creator. Only in this way will you be able to determine your path, your direction towards the Creator. Only in this way.
Thank you.
PD 18.
שכבר אדם מגיע בנושא, במשהו ורואה במעל הדעת את גדלות הבורא, למה יש רצון לשכנע גם את הדעת לראות את גדלות הבורא?
אנחנו תמיד רוצים לתפוס את
when
we always want to grab everything within reason, and we need to always overcome this and resist it, resist being in reason, but be above reason.
PD 25. Hello, we go through many states together, descents, and in those states there are many justifications to what you go through as a friend, a member of the ten. How do we not become a burden in these states? How do we use the means without becoming a burden?
Each one needs to be a burden, needs to be a motivating force. Each one needs to be in each and every state. It doesn't depend on him. Except he needs to be connected with the group, to the Creator, and then regardless of what goes on with him, he should do it fully. So there are such states where I'm like a redundant force in the group, and that's also part of the role. Yes. Nothing to do about it.
A question from a friend in the 10. How can there be a feeling of importance of spirituality with simultaneous emptiness? Doesn't the important feel the emptiness?
If you're not making the efforts, then it's not feeling it. If you don't ascribe yourself to that group, then it doesn't feel it. We have to make additional efforts. Hebrew 10.
Shalom Rav.
Hello, Rav. I know that I can't bestow. In the beginning of the excerpt, he writes it specifically those who want to walk in bestowal. So, what is it to walk in bestowal?
To awaken the friends, awaken the Creator, form a connection between them, and you're in the middle like a mediator, a matchmaker.
Shalom Rav. Rav, debo demostrarle.
Hello, Rav. How do I show my friends that I'm asking for them on their behalf? Should I show them that I'm asking for their sake, or should I just do it without them knowing that I'm asking for them?
No. You have to show them that with all your might, you're trying to help them. By that, you increase the love. You must. You must inform. He who gives a gift to his friend must inform him. Also, when you do something for a friend, a favor, then in our world, oftentimes we do a favor to someone and we keep it silent. In spirituality, it's the opposite. I must, I'm obligated to disclose that I did it for him because that increases the love between the friends. And next time, he will learn from me and do the same for me, and so on and so forth. Because we do it not in order to be more beautiful in the eyes of the others, but to attain a common goal. So according to the common goal, I do something for him and I show him that I've done something for him specifically. And he's also doing the same for me because we have a common goal ahead of us. So there's no shame here or anything. Only common work. We're going to go to Kafkaz.
Скажите, в чем научность молитвы?
Tell me, please, in what is the science of the prayer?
By awakening the forces, and I wish to fill them with the greatness of the Creator. Focus group.
To perform a corporeal action toward the path, does that also require faith of our vision, such as getting up for the morning lesson or disseminating, etc.?
I think that yes. Okay, get up. We're going to the next part.
We'll sing a song together.
Let us spread this light. Shemati, Shemati. We must all unite.
Is changing, it's changing fast. Economy is crashing. We can't figure out, we don't ask why. Nature is talking, it speaks to us, but we don't hear a word. It's a global connection. Its next blow will be much worse. Let's reveal the message. Shamati, Shamati, love will light the way. Shamati, Shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, Shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, Shamati, we must all unite. Chasing pleasures all our lives. What is the purpose? No satisfaction on to the next. You tell me, is it worth it? What we long is to be loved, because we're all connected. So let us join our hearts as one. We'll never feel rejected. Shamati, Shamati, love will light the way. Shamati, Shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, Shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, Shamati, let us all unite. La 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 la. Shamati, Shamati, love will light the way. Shamati, Shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, Shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, Shamati,